One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the hauntings of Yorktown Memorial Hospital with owner Joanne Marks and Fred and Steven of Curious Twins Paranormal. Now, I don't always know if I read everything correctly on the internet. I know, surprise. But I had come across the number 2,000 that they estimated possibly 2,000 people had died in that hospital.
Yeah,
Do you think that's correct. True?
I do think that that is a pretty accurate number. I think that it is perhaps frowned up. One of the things that, you know, that we've discovered is that there was an alarming amount of women that went in to deliver a child and, you know, didn't make it out, and so I think that, you know, that bears a lot of weight there.
That makes sense. You know, if there's people who died unnecessarily, women who died excited because they're going to have a baby and then they never make it out of the hospital, there's a lot of spirits there that there's an injustice. This shouldn't have happened this way. And that's how I always feel like spirits can stick around, because the way they passed kind of still ties them here.
Yeah. And I think that you feel that in the chapel a lot. You know, you feel this maybe almost resentfulness of, you know, I'm supposed to be here to give thanks. And yet, you know, you have this negativity of loss and grief. And I feel like it really does kind of permeate that space a bit.
Now, Stephen, I read that there was a double homicide on the property.
Yeah, and, you know, the problem that we come across as, you know, people who are very serious about history and getting things right, particularly with Yorktown, there are a lot of records that are missing or we have not been able to find. And in this particular case, we have no like concrete documentation of a murder-suicide, but it has been shared by multiple sources to us. In the basement, we have had really successful communication sessions that allude to this murder-suicide, double homicide, rather, sorry. And so we believe that there is some truth to it. This would have happened in the basement during the time that it was a drug rehab facility. And the story is that there was a staff member, a woman who was seeing another staff member, a gentleman, and she was cheating on him with somebody else. They were caught in the basement, and in an attempt to really kill the other gentleman, both of them would have perished. So it was a pretty serious crime that took place there. It is one that basement area is one of the heavier places of the building itself.
And that's interesting to me because if it happened when it was a drug rehab facility, I would think there's people still alive today who go, oh, I remember that. Or that would be easier to document than, say, a double homicide that happened in 1900. It just seems like that would have been one of your easier things to research.
The problem is the community itself.
Oh.
The community, they keep things very under wraps. Some of them are, you know, generationally there, and things that have happened, they don't talk about it. It's a very unique community.
Yeah.
And it's curious to me that the state closed the facility down for just different violent acts, but they don't specify what all the violent acts are. The one that finally shut them down was the person getting out of the care of the facility and then assaulting someone on the streets. It became public. Once it could no longer be contained within the building or on the facility, it all got shut down. So that's hard on the documentation. Like, I've looked through old newspaper clippings and things, and not everything is readily available or easily found. And the people that should be talking about it don't talk about it. Or won't talk about it.
Yeah, because it's kind of like it's such a small community, and it's kind of like those family secrets that we don't talk about that.
It's a dark secret. You know, even there was a person from the community that their son was left there where he died during the drug rehab situation. And even that, they don't really talk about any of that.
Yeah.
It's still pretty much a sore that they don't want the scab taken off of.
Yeah, that's a story that she mentioned that I think is important to kind of go over in terms of just documentation. This story in Bob's that Joe just talked about was, it was a gentleman that was kind of from predominant people in Yorktown, son of, and he had an issue with drugs. And he was out partying one night, and he basically was at the point that his friends knew that he was OD'd, you know, that he needed help. And so they decided to take him to the drug rehab center, at least the story goes. And so they drop him off at the drug rehab center just by ringing a bell. And apparently that bell didn't work, or the staff member there was negligent, but nobody attended to this gentleman, and he passed away there. Now, I have scoured the internet archives, Victoria's newspaper, a town near Aquero's newspaper. You know, I've scoured a lot of different resources, and I cannot validate that story. But kind of an interesting fact is a couple years ago, I had the Victoria Advocate, the newspaper out there, and they were running a story about this, and they decided to do a tour with us. And, you know, one of their reporters came out, did the tour, and I told the whole story. And at that time, I was saying this gentleman's name. And I shared the gentleman's name, and she quoted the name in the newspaper. And that following Monday, after it came out in the paper, I got a phone call. I think it came out on a Sunday. On Monday, I got a phone call from a very irate citizen of Yorktown. And they wanted to let me know that they did not appreciate that their family's name was being used on our tours, and they would appreciate it if we stopped using that name. And so I don't use that name anymore. And that's my only validation that that story is true. You know, and one other interesting fact, when we look at the city's archives, the city does not have an archive that even includes the hospital at all.
That is kind of like a secret that they were keeping.
Yeah, I mean, it appears to be, you know, but part of that is there's also a lot of local lore, at least is how I'll say it, or rumors, of a lot of abuse that happened with the younger nuns, postulant nuns of the Felician sisters. And even to the point where some of these nuns were sexually abused and impregnated by priests, and then had to face abortions. And so there's all these stories about that. And so, you know, I don't know if they were ever trying to just protect some of the men associated with the hospital, but, you know, it seems likely. And it seems likely that when you have, like, you know, this very stubborn doctor, you kind of have a little bit of a good old boys club working, it seems.
Now, even just with what you've told me so far, I see how that hospital would hold all this energy in it that would be sadness and anger and, like, every emotion possible would have happened within the walls. And it also seems like they're out there on their own. You know, if something bad was happening to the people who were there when it was a drug rehabilitation center, they're kind of on their own. The nuns, kind of on their own. Let's take care of yourselves.
Definitely.
Right. And the anger and the fear, all of that, it even goes into the community, the people that are still living there, the family members. So it's, the energy is intense in the hospital, but honestly, it's the entire little town. You can feel this vibe when you're in it. It hasn't really developed much. It's got a Dairy Queen and a little steakhouse. It's got some of the basic conveniences, but the energy as a whole, it's not some place that I think people go and hang out for very long. I think it's a place you pass through. It's interesting. Because, like I said, the energy and the confusion and the sadness that's within the hospital walls, it permeates into the community itself.
Now, let's talk about some of the paranormal activity that you all have documented anyway or experienced. And I'll start with you, Stephen, because I read about a number of different spirits supposedly still there. I never know. Once again, is that just lore or is it a rumor? What have you experienced in the hospital?
Yeah, so we have had a few really strange experiences. In one instance, you know, Fred and I, typically at the end of the night, we go floor by floor to just make sure we don't have anybody kind of hiding or we leave anybody behind or accidentally lock anybody in, anything like that. And just also make sure that the state of the hospital is as we got it. And so in this case, we started at the top and then went to the basement. And we were in the basement and there's no electricity in the building, so we're definitely using our flashlights. And as we were down there with our flashlights, we saw our shadows. And then at one point, we saw another shadow. We tried to see, like, okay, is this like, are both of our shadow, our, you know, flashlights competing with each other? Is this like a, you know, something we can debunk? And we couldn't figure it out. And that shadow followed us until we got to the second floor, or the first floor, rather.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that was really spooky. So that was a really scary experience in which, you know, you're alone in a hospital, an abandoned hospital that you know is paranormally active. You're experiencing this thing. And, you know, like you said earlier, we're on our own, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just us there. So that was one of the instances where it felt like, okay, I'm actually a little scared right now.
And Fred's like, I remember that day. Do you have, when you bring groups in there, do you kind of need to warn them a little bit? Like,
yes.
You could experience all this range of things?
I warn them about that. I warn them about, you know, everything from feelings and emotions to, you know, physical things that, you know, that they may experience. I also warn them about, hey, it might be a little hot in certain places in there. You know, we go through the whole thing with folks. We do try to give people a little bit of information as they're going in. And I think a lot of people, they're curious. They haven't necessarily done this. And a lot of people have never explored an abandoned building. So, you know, we do try to you know, really help people see that through and understand it, because you know, there is everything from the paranormal to perhaps a, you know, a wild raccoon that you can experience in the space.
And I would also think that it, because, and we've talked about it, you know, with the it being around from the 50s to the late 80s, there are people still in Yorktown in the area who knew people who worked there or passed away there. So like I came across, and it was a name, Doug Richards, which I thought was so interesting because, number one, doesn't sound like a ghost. Number two, you don't normally say, you know, it's the spirit of a man is there. You don't have a name like Doug Richards because that just sounds like a regular guy. Do you Sure. guys know anything about that? Have you heard about him?
I will say that have never gotten necessarily Richards, but I have gotten several times, especially in spirit communications in the chapel, both Doug and Douglas. That is a name that has come many, many times.
And do you guys do the Estes method in there? Or
we do, yeah. So part of one of the experiments that we do is Estes method. And we try to get as many volunteers to be able to experience that, you know, that are interested in it, you know, to get everybody an opportunity.
So it makes you wonder, who's this Doug guy?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's, when we think about the amount of folks that died there, you know, right. we are going to get, you know, a very strange number, 2,000 folks. This is an operation of, you know, 30 some odd years. It's not a crazy amount of time. And if you ever walk down, you know, through the hospital, it's really only one floor that patients were on. You know, and so we have gotten wild names. We've gotten names that both sound very much, you know, things that we'd say today. We've also gotten a lot of Polish names. Polish names have come out many, many times. And cool fact, I mean, Yorktown was a Polish community. And so, you know, I think that is an interesting connection that we've come across.
Well, and the doctor sounds like he could have been Polish.
Yes. Yeah. He's actually buried in a Catholic Polish cemetery. That is in Yorktown, Texas. It's very, very predominant, I think, burial for that little cemetery, actually.
Now, do any of you or Joanne, have you encountered any spirits repeatedly?
In Yorktown, yeah, there's a little girl. She probably had pneumonia or some sort of a respiratory illness, and she died, but she'll come through and we'll tell her that she can go outside to play. And she'll say, no, I'm sick. I can't go outside.
Oh.
Or she'll comment on somebody that's got tattoos. And if you ask, you know, well, what do they look like? And she'll say, it looks like a coloring book. She comes through a lot. She's there. She'll play with a ball. People read storybooks to her. She's probably one of my favorites of anybody to interact with there.
Stephen and Fred, have you guys encountered her?
No, I have not encountered this little girl. No, but we have encountered a spirit that we had a relationship with probably for about 3 years that, you know, was very interesting. And recently we have felt that the spirit has left the hospital and is no longer there.
Oh, that's interesting. And yeah, the one I want to see move on is the little girl. It's that maternal thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she's attracted to Joanna. Maybe it's more of a maternal thing.
Definitely. I mean, we have females that get, you know, so much child interaction. It's like these kids, like they lost their mom, I think, you know, and so they're like, you know, reaching out or they're I don't know, there's something there that really gravitates to a lot of females and especially moms. You know, we have had a lot of moms that are kind of like moved to tears by, you know, experiences they've had with these, you know, spirits of young ones.
That's how I feel every time I hear of a story of a little girl. I'm like, no, you need to move on. And when you said you can play outside and she's like, no, I'm sick. And I'm like, oh, honey, yeah. That breaks my heart.
We have a little girl here at the Black Swan too. And she comes through as a little girl, but she actually died in the house as a much older woman. So it's an interesting phenomenon that she can, I guess, time jump or whatever.
Yeah.
And be where she wants to be.
And I guess, you know, once you've passed on, do I have to be the age I died? Couldn't you?
No, I don't think so. I think it kind of goes to your ideas of what's heaven and hell, if you believe in that. I think that in the spirit life, you might actually get a choice as to what's your heaven. And in the situation with the little girl here, I mean, I think when she was a little girl on this property, she had full run of 1,000 acres and, you know, she was probably like the little princess. That's the life she wants to remain in, not necessarily being trapped in an 80-year-old body.
Yeah.
She's come through sometimes and she'll shift from being the little girl to being a grown woman and talk about how handsome somebody is. And that's kind of a strange moment. But it's cool that she can actually do that.
Because like one thing we've talked about over, I don't know how many episodes, is schools. There's so many haunted schools. And it's like the kids were happy there. You know, maybe they had bad home lives or something. And the school was where they were happy, which is why you're there. Because I'm like, why would a school be haunted? You know, maybe there was some death there.
It's the good memory.
Yeah.
It's their idea of heaven. Because like if I had to choose heaven and someone told me, well, I could be sitting in a boat fishing every day and catching fish one after the other, that would be my absolute hell. No, if I had a touch of fish, no, that would be hell to me. So I think maybe if you believe in heaven and hell, we get a little bit of a choice into what we're going to be doing.
That's funny. I thought you were going because you love to fish.
No. I'll cook it up for you, but you got to clean it and catch it, touch it.
Oh, and you mentioned earlier that at the hospital, that sometimes the energy seems different day to day.
Right.
Do you have any theories how to attribute that?
I think it's like just real life. You know, it's like even when you're at home, your personal energy shifts. You're in a good mood, a bad mood. And then when you're in an environment like that, I think it's shifting. I also think sometimes it has a lot to do with who's going in at the time and how they want to interact with them. Some people go in and they're kind of bully-ish and want to provoke and be rude. So they're going to get that kind of energy and response. Sometimes people go in a very nurturing mindset and really curious. So they're going to get a more positive kind of reaction, I think. I don't know. What do you think, Fred?
No, I definitely agree. I have seen Yorktown bring out the best in people where they're really like utilizing these psychic gifts, these mediumship gifts. They're really connecting. And I've also seen it bring out the worst in folks where, you know, they behave badly and the results they got were bad. You know, they were scared. These are the folks that had negative experiences, scratches, tripping, you know, even car accidents on the way home, you know. We've experienced all of that over the years, and I think that, you know, they react to how you respect, you know, and I think that's how, you know, some of these kids react to moms because, you know, there's this love, there's this respect there for their age, for that little soul. And I think that you see that play out in different ways. And there's all different kinds of age categories in there. And, you know, they're all reacting to things in a different way. And I think you have also a combination of both things that are very intelligent spirits and residual things that continue to happen in the hospital. And there's just a series of reactions, I think.
What are some of the most common interactions people have with the spirits there? Is it like hearing voices, footsteps, all of the things?
I think that basically footsteps, the EVPs, getting scratched. That's a location that a lot of folks report getting scratched. A lot of folks report also getting scratched if they have a tattoo or something of that nature.
A lot of physical things.
People have also claimed to, you know, be punched there. You know, that's a pretty common thing, actually, where people have been punched or punched in the stomach. Folks have also experienced what they felt like a bullet hole, and that they got shot or something while they're in the space or stabbed. And so some of those things, I just kind of range the gamut, but I think probably the most common thing that people experience are EVPs. Very, very common that people will experience things in an intelligent way, where they ask a question and they get a response that is kind of chilling.
You know, you just think about all of the different people, types of people who were in that building for different reasons back in the day, you know, from someone who is addicted to drugs who died right there, you know, to the nuns who could have been abused while they're actually trying to help people. And then this doctor, it's just interesting when you think about the whole gamut of energy and types of people who would be in that building. I see why it would change day to day.
Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of special, I think, to be in that space with these energies and with these spirits that are still persisting and perhaps even resisting whatever they are resisting. I think it is somewhat intelligent and magical. And, you know, some people describe it as evil. And I don't know if I can ever describe it that way. You know, I've had some really bizarre things happen there. But I think that there is something at least profound.
Now, is the best way to get information to go to victoriasblackswanin.com? Because I saw you had a lot of information about paranormal events at that site.
Right. This is the Black Swan Inn is the mother property, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of where everything started. It's how Fred and Steven, we became close friends, and they're now part of my family. So anything they want to know, you don't want to know about Yorktown or the Black Swan Inn, everything's on my page or on CuriousTwins.com. We're hosting the Spirit and Psychic Fest in May. So there'll be a lot of, you know, people out here to talk to, vendors, but there'll be a lot of conversation about Yorktown and the Black Swan Inn. We've got some really great guest speakers and stuff that's going on. And all that information is on the CuriousTwins.com or Victoria's Black Swan Inn as well.
We do have kind of a special part of that is we have the Warrens coming with the Warrens collection, part of their museum coming brought by the New England Society for Paranormal Research. So we actually have artifacts like Annabelle that will be making their way here to the house, to Victoria's Black Swan Inn for that. And a couple other objects that they're going to bring with them as well.
That would be so interesting to see if they're bringing in things, especially like Annabelle, creepy dolls to me. That's a thing. But if it kind of ramps up the activity in the house, bringing in, introducing items like that.
Well, the last time they were here, the house had a very particular odor of death for about 24 hours, and then it disappeared.
The house stayed, it was really affected. The energy here was really heavy for a while. As soon as you walk in the door, you could feel the oppression and the smell was pretty intense, really for probably more like 48 hours for days.
Wow.
People tried to say, oh, it was our dog, but no, it's not the dog. It was the energy. It was all of the energy that came into the house combined with the energy that was already here. So it was sort of like an atomic bomb.
Well, and a dog, if your dog's that stinky that it's sticking around for 48 hours, the smell, you got a problem. You got a problem with your dog.
It was much more intense than that.
And I'll put a link up on the show notes to the Victoria's Black Swan Inn. And also for you guys, the Curious Twins, I'll put links up for both of those. Because I think it would be really interesting to do the investigation with the two of you and the backstories. And it would just be more interesting, I think.
Definitely. We love sharing the property. We love you know, just kind of walking people through there, helping them through, see that space, and, you know, hopefully appreciate it. You know, I think that so often we forget about these buildings that are kind of on the side of the road, but some of them still have a life, and it's really cool to see people's reactions.
And there literally is activity in that place. Would y'all come back on and talk about the Victoria's Black Swan Inn?
Of course.
We'd love to.
I would love to chat about that too. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. This was really an interesting conversation.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Yorktown Memorial Hospital. For more information on the hospital, visit victoriasblackswanin.com. For more information on Curious Twins Paranormal, visit curioustwins.com. You can also find them both on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without commercials, you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Keeping your IT team sharp isn't optional. It's essential. CBT Nuggets delivers high-quality IT training led by real-world experts who know what teams actually need on systems teams will actually use. Whether it's staying current on cloud, networking, or security, CBT Nuggets makes training simple, effective, and scalable. No fluff, no wasted time, just smarter, faster IT teams. Thousands of companies trust CBT Nuggets, and yours can too. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and start training today.